And so to do your ferment, it's really relatively straightforward. You just take your peppers and chop them up. And I like to make them a coarse to a medium dice. You can run them through your food processor, but I find that you get a lot of pulp and it's a little too fine and you end up with a lot of solids that could potentially float to the top of your ferment. And if you start to get solids at the top, there's a potential to start mold to grow. And that's fine. You can just scoop it off and throw the mold away. But if you're new to fermenting, that might freak you out a little bit. So it's best just to probably avoid that. And one of the ways to do it is to really minimize the solids that are floating on top of your brine. So I usually just dice up my peppers. And you only really are dicing up, you know, maybe 20 peppers. So it's really not a lot of work. And then you slowly start adding them to your jar. And if you're uncertain about how much hot pepper to put in your hot sauce, because maybe you're freestyling, you're making your own recipe up, you can use, rather than a half gallon jar, you could use 2-quart jars. And then dice up all your hot peppers and put them in one container. And then maybe put a third to a quarter of them in one jar and the rest into the other jar. And when you get to the end, you'll have two different bowls of blended ferment and you can taste them. And if the one is like unbelievably hot, you can then add some of your mild in and help to mild it up a little bit. And if you find that they're both edible, then you just mix them both together. But it's a way to keep things separate in case you're quite not sure how it's going to come out. But you just pack your peppers into the jars and you want to stay about 2 inches from the top of the jar. This is a mistake I make all the time. I always put too much in my jar. The problem is that once it starts fermenting, it starts generating these gases, and there's a potential that it could come out your airlock. And I have this happen all the time. So don't do what I do what I say, and that is to keep your ferment, you know, probably 2 inches or your solids 2 inches below the top of your jar. Then you'll fill it up with your brine to about an inch below the top of the jar. And then you put your pickle pebble on and get everything weighed down, and then you put your airlock on. And then I put it on a small plate because, again, I usually over bubble mine, and it doesn't make a mess on the counter then if I put it on a plate. And then you keep it out of direct sunlight. And that's really all there is to it. And again, the nice thing about making hot sauce is you're making very small batches. So you're doing this in quart jars, half gallon jars, very, very accessible. Much easier than making jelly. And so the next question is, you know, when's it done? And so you can determine when it's done in two ways. You can simply follow a recipe, and usually it'll tell you it's like 1 to 3 weeks. Peppers don't take a lot of time to ferment. Or you can take the pH and check that. And that's really the best method, because then you know that you're below the target pH of 4.6. Just as a tip, you don't want to dip the pH paper into your ferment. You want to take some brine out and dip it into there. You don't want to cross-contaminate your ferment with whatever's on that pH paper. So dip a little bit of brine out and dip your pH paper into that. But usually you're probably doing this in late summer, early fall. Our houses are probably in the upper 70s, maybe the low 70s. That's perfect for fermentation, and your ferments will be done in just a couple of weeks.